This song is older than the new mayor of Aberdeen. The song, Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit. Aberdeen, of course, is the hometown of Kurt Cobain. And 23-year-old Eric Larson just beat out the incumbent mayor and a former city council member for the job of mayor. This is Eric's first job in government. Not bad. He told Todd Munt that leadership in Aberdeen was lacking.
And there really wasn't anybody stepping up for that position. It's a lot of time commitment, and I felt like I could fulfill the role of the position, do so in a measurably good way, and that I have the relationships with the business owners and the people of the city that I could act as a good agent for them in that position. So I decided to go for it.
You beat your opponent with over 70% of the vote. Why do you think you appealed to voters over other candidates who are older and, frankly, have more experience?
I think at first there was a lot of skepticism. People went in going, okay, we've got a 23-year-old running, you know, great for him, probably not good for us. And, you know, through the debates, meeting with the public and going out and knocking on doors, I think people got a better image of who I was and what I could offer to the city. And I think there was just a general attitude in the city that what we were doing wasn't working. And a lot of the established people in the community that were taking on these government positions, you know, they had been there for a long time, and so there was just a general apathy towards what we had been doing and a lot of positive energy towards anything that would be a little bit different or a different opinion.
What's the top issue that you're going to have to address as mayor?
I think the biggest thing we have right now is the flooding problems that we have. It became ever more apparent this weekend with all of the rain we had. There's flood insurance premiums that, because of the redrawing of the flood maps, are causing quite a bit of economic damage to the area. And so we're working with Representative Derek Kilmer's office and our neighboring communities to try to put together a plan right now to address that. And this definitely has expedited that process.
What do you think your election as a political outsider says about the general sentiment toward politicians today?
Me being a political outsider is more a function of my age than any attempt to, you know, break the mold or really kind of change the game in that aspect. I do think there's a general distrust of the government right now, and people are feeling like they're not being heard, and or the transparency isn't there that people are hoping for, especially in the digital age. And so that's something that's going to get better with time, I think. And it's having some direct effects on this next election cycle. But I don't know if I really fit that narrative. I think it was more me being new because of my age rather than being new because I was looking to change how government operates. Aberdeen's not really going to create that wide sweeping effect of changing election law or changing how offices are managed or anything like that, but we definitely can make a big impact in our own community.
You know, being a mayor of Seattle or being the mayor of Boston or Washington, D.C. can often be a thankless job, but it's a pretty politically powerful job. But being the mayor of a small town, while also being sometimes a politically rewarding job, is also, it's a hard slog. So have you thought about what it is that's going to motivate you at, you know, when the alarm goes off in the morning, or when, frankly, before the alarm goes off, the telephone rings at 3 a.m. and you, as the mayor of Aberdeen, have to deal with an issue? What will motivate you to do this job over your term?
You know, this is my own backyard. I just bought a home in Aberdeen. I intend to live here for quite a long time. And so I'm extremely invested in what the future brings to the area. I figure I'll probably be in Aberdeen at least another 40 years. I'm only in my 20s. And so when you look on that time horizon, I'm in a very good position, not only to benefit the people of the area, but also to benefit my future and my children's future. It's very personal to me, making sure that we're making good decisions and putting ourselves in good positions moving forward. I think that's what motivates me now. And knowing that I can be a positive force for change and really keep everybody focused on the future and have such a direct impact, It's very motivating.
That's the 23-year-old mayor-elect of Aberdeen. Eric Larson has a pretty good campaign pitch. I'm 23. This is going to be my home. This is my future for the next 40 years and maybe my kids beyond that. He spoke with KUOW's Todd Munt. This is The Record.